Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't even know how to start this show because of how angry I am over what we are witnessing right now in Israel. Hamas has launched an unprecedented terror attack on Israel, killing hundreds of innocent people, wounding thousands more, and taking countless, an unknown number of hostages back into their terrorist villages in the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian militant group Hamas was also helped, the Wall Street Journal is now reporting, by Iran in the planning and execution of this attack. The Palestinian militant group Hamas launched this terror attack on Israel, which has included the firing of thousands of rockets into Israel and the infiltration of Israeli territory by land, air, and sea. Responding to this horrific attack, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has declared that the nation, quote, is at war and that the terrorists will pay a price it has never known before. Let's talk about the numbers real quick. Thus far, the attacks in Israel have reportedly left more than 700 dead and 2,315 wounded, and that number is, quote, expected to rise. Hamas is claiming it has captured the Israel Defense Force soldiers and they have captured citizens during its assault on the Israeli border towns outside of Gaza. Israel's military response, Operation Sword of Iron, has led, they claim, to the death of 198 Palestinians at least and 1,864 people injured. The attack occurred on the Jewish holiday, the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle. That was done deliberately, and it was done on purpose by a terrorist group that was helped by Iran with the planning. I want you to hear one reporter, Nick Robinson. Nick Robinson is a reporter at CNN. He covers the Middle East. I had the pleasure of working with Nick when I was at CNN, and I want to be clear, he's a non-political person. He is a foreign correspondent. He is someone that has massive compassion for innocent lives around the world that are being harmed. He has compassion for innocent people that are being taken hostage. He has compassion for the innocent people in Israel that have been killed. He was doing his hit, and it is a full-on war zone, but a war zone with a psychological warfare that is absolutely horrific, with young girls and children being taken hostage from Hamas. To be clear, Hamas will not give them back. They will not negotiate. Hamas is a terrorist organization in many ways, exactly like ISIS or Al-Qaeda. They will probably torture and then kill and then maybe even send back dismembered bodies or bodies back to the people that love those individuals. That is how sadistic they are. That is what they do. I want you to hear what he had to say and how he lost his composure on TV at 11 o'clock at night in Israel when he did this report, and listen to his voice crack as he's trying to do his job. This will tell you how horrific these attacks are on Israel.
What do we know about how many Hamas may have taken and what Israel is doing now to get those individuals back?
Well, one of the other terrorist groups inside Gaza, Islamic Jihad, say that there are about 30 hostages held there. We don't know if they're fabricating that number. We don't know if it's a lie. Is it bigger? Is it smaller? The number is understood to be large-ish. Hamas wants everyone to believe that because the bigger the number of hostages they have, the bigger the amount of leverage they have over the Israeli government. Israeli officials in the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, are being very careful about the language they use, about the number of hostages. They're saying it is in the order of dozens. But I was speaking here early this afternoon to a major in the Israeli Defense Force, a spokesman, and I asked him, how are you going to get these hostages back?
All right, Nick Robertson, thank you.
And what he told me was...
Go ahead, Nick. Tell us what he told you.
I'm sorry, Abby. And how he told, that they were going to do everything in their power to get them back. No one would be left behind, he said. But I think I picked up from him the extreme difficulty that is presented here, because Hamas won't give them up. And where they're scattered, where they're being held, underground tunnels, bunkers scattered across Gaza, it is an almost impossible task.
It's going to be a critical story as we go forward here, Nick. Thank you very much, and I hope you continue to stay safe where you are.
You listen to his voice there, and Nick, he loses his composure completely because he's talking about people that he knows are alive right now, who are being tortured right now, and who are going to end up coming back more than likely dead. He knows that they're alive, but they are dead men and women walking. And he knows that Hamas, a terrorist organization, is behind it, and Iran is behind Hamas. That is the reality of what's happening right now, okay? That is the reality of what's happening right now, okay? And people need to understand that this is a terrorist organization that, by the way, the White House will not call out. This is the same White House, to be very clear, that just gave billions of dollars back to Iran. Iran, a country that chanced death to America. Iran, a country that's responsible for killing and dismembering more American soldiers with roadside bombs than any other country after 9/11. An Iran that gave safe harbor, safe haven to terrorists that were coming after American soldiers when they needed to rest. And we gave them access to billions of dollars recently in a, quote, prisoner swap. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's not all. If Iran was sitting there and Iran was helping and Iran was planning this, why are we not denouncing Iran at this point? We have some blue-on-blue action. Representative Richie Torres, a Democrat from New York, rips far-left Representative Rashid Tlaib, Democrat from Michigan, you know, and Cori Bush, for their reprehensible and repulsive statements regarding the Hamas terror attacks on Israel. Quote, USA to Israel is and should be unconditional, and never more so than in this moment of critical need, Torres told the Jewish Insider. Congress must act decisively to provide Israel with whatever it needs to defend itself in the face of unprecedented terrorism. This, as Representative Bush and Tlaib on the situation in Israel. came to the defense of Hamas. Quote, USA to Israel is and should be unconstitutional and never more so than in the moment of critical need. Congress must act decisively to provide Israel with whatever it needs. And you know what they're saying? They're saying no to that. This is your Democratic Party right now. They're not defending Israel right now. They're running away from Israel right now. All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one. And their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. You know, when you see Israel being attacked by a terrorist organization, you would think that it'd be pretty easy for the White House to immediately come out and say they stand with Israel. But they didn't. You would think when you're seeing the videos of young girls being taken hostage, more than likely never to be seen from again, because Hamas doesn't return people because they are no different than Al-Qaeda or ISIS. You would think that the White House would come out and condemn. You would think that Hamas, or I should say the White House, would have then, at least at the bare minimum, would have said to the Palestinians, you better get these people out of there, because the Palestinians have direct ties to Hamas, direct phone lines to Hamas. You would think that the president would have come out and said, let me be clear to Hamas, or let me be clear to the Palestinians. If you want respect in the world, you better get these people back unharmed. The White House didn't do that either. And the question you have to ask yourself now is, whose side are they on? You look at Israel. Israel was on the defense here. They're responding to the attacks of terrorists the same way that we had the right to respond to the acts of 9/11. We have the right to protect and defend ourselves and our land. And so does Israel when they are surrounded by people that want to murder them and want to have genocide on them and want to, as the words of Iran and Hamas and Hezbollah, push them into the sea. But for some reason, we keep siding with the bad guys. We keep saying we need a peace deal between these terrorists and Israel, which will never work. Israel understands that. But our president refuses to accept that Israel are the good guys and the terrorists are actually the bad guys. This is an all-out war. That is what it is. It is an all-out war. And what is our president doing? Nothing. Now let's put that into compare and contrast for a moment with what our president is doing when it comes to Ukraine. We've given billions and billions of dollars. Billions of dollars to Ukraine so they can defend themselves, as we say, against Russia. What are we doing right now to help those innocent people in Israel? This administration's not doing a damn thing. In fact, they're sending money to the country. We know this for a fact now. It's being reported on now that Iran was helped Hamas plan this attack, help them coordinate this attack. That's what's being reported now by the Wall Street Journal. And why is it that we'll send all this money to places like Ukraine, but this administration won't even have a press conference denouncing and demanding the safe return of the people that were taken hostage? Some of these were high school kids, teenagers, from what we understand. And that doesn't count all the innocent men and women and seniors that have been murdered from the massive onslaught of rocket attacks coming from Hamas, coming from the Palestinians. Okay, that doesn't include any of that, which should make you all extremely angry. What makes me the most angry about what we are witnessing right now is the silence from us as a nation, from this country, while there is a clear moment that needs to be not just responded to, but a clear moment that we need to understand we should be running to the microphones and saying we stand with Israel. Why is it that this president refuses to say we stand with Israel? Why is it that this administration refuses to say to Israel, while they're under attack and a war is happening now for the first time in 50 years, why is it this administration refuses to say, we are your friend and your ally, and whatever you need, we are here for you? Can someone explain that to me? I would love to know. It is disgusting that this administration will help people that chant death to America like Iran and give them access to billions of dollars. And then when the good guys are attacked by actual terrorists, extremists who are taking hostages by the dozens, okay, taking hostages by the dozens that we say nothing as a country. They're not saying anything, folks. Do you understand me? They're not saying anything. I'll say it again. They're not saying anything. They're not saying a damn thing. Why are they not saying anything? Because they don't want to. Because they don't support Israel. Anthony Blinken this morning, he came out. The most powerful thing he said was this. Now, he's saying it, but we're not doing it. Right? He's out there trying to play kumbaya. In fact, let me play for you as Israel's ambassador to the U.S. first and understand what he's saying and then listen to the White House and the difference.
We know that your prime minister is promising a sustained campaign. Do you have any sense of how Israel will define success?
Well, Israel is at war. Yesterday, we were attacked by a terror organization. They infiltrated Israeli territory and killed hundreds of Israelis. At least 600 were butchered yesterday, including whole families, elderly women, children. Babies were taken out of their mothers' laps and murdered. This is war, and we have to fight that war and win it. We have to destroy the Hamas war machine. In war, like in war, we have to fight it.
We have to fight it. That's your ambassador to the U.S. You throw Anthony Blinken out there. What does Anthony Blinken say on Face the Nation? Listen.
If this is a prolonged attack, what kind of humanitarian crisis are you expecting here and impact on civilians?
Well, we've seen this, unfortunately, repeat itself, although the magnitude, the scale of what Hamas did here is something we haven't seen before. But in prior instances, those who have suffered along with the victims of terrorism are civilians, including in Gaza. And whatever Israel does in Gaza, as always, we look to it to do everything possible to avoid civilian casualties, something, of course, that Hamas doesn't do. On the contrary, not only does it not seek to avoid them, it deliberately targets civilians.
Yeah.
It's gunning down Israelis in the streets, in their homes, and as I said, dragging them across the border in Gaza. So there's absolutely no comparison, but we look to Israel, as always, to apply the highest standards when it comes to avoiding civilian casualties and anything it may do in Gaza.
That is America's response, really? That's what you've got? The magnitude of the Hamas attack on Israel is something we haven't seen before? But where are the words? Where are the real words of saying we will stand with them, we will fight with them, we will protect them, we will defend them, we will support them? You know, Anthony Blinken's had no problem going all in against Russia with Ukraine and all the corruption in Ukraine. No problem at all. But with Israel, he's like, well, okay, Hamas is bad, but everybody, let's calm down a little bit. Really? That's your response? That's the best you've got to offer from the United States of America to one of our allies? And you're speaking and saying that. And the president, by the way, is not. The president of the United States of America is refusing to say that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. I want you to hear real quick what Senator Ted Cruz had to say with me on his podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz, about this attack on Israel by the terrorist organization Hamas, and now Hezbollah is involved as well. Senator, obviously we have to talk about what many are referring to as Israel's 9/11, this horrific attack on Israel, and there's so many different aspects of this. Obviously, Americans are dead. That's been confirmed by the White House. Others are unaccounted for, being possibly held hostage. You have countless people that have been taken by this terrorist organization, and a White House and the president that have pretty much been absent. We're going to dive into all that, but let me get your initial reaction to what we've witnessed over the weekend.
Israel is under attack. Israel is at war. Israel is facing the greatest hostilities in over 50 years. If you look at what's happened already, we have seen hundreds of Israelis murdered. We have seen thousands of Israelis wounded. We have seen thousands upon thousands of rockets raining into Israel. And I got to say, Ben, the footage, the videos that are coming out of Israel, Hamas terrorists, number one, they're targeting civilians. This is not a military attack. They are going home by home and massacring civilians. They went to a rock concert and just began firing randomly, murdering civilians that are at a concert. They are kidnapping women. They're kidnapping children. They're kidnapping elderly people. They are violently raping women and girls in massive numbers. The videos that are coming out are horrific. It's not just war. It is war that is grotesque and evil, and it is terrorist. It is targeting. When you are murdering infants, you're not engaged in war. You are engaged in a grotesque act of evil. And that's what's unfolding in Israel right now.
You and I decided to do this late on Sunday evening. It's 11:52 Central Time, after almost 1 o'clock Eastern, because we wanted to get as much intel as we could before we did this. The latest numbers we're seeing are at least 700-plus dead now. That's the newest numbers coming out from the Israeli government. 2,300 wounded after the Hamas terror attack. And we are also seeing bodies that are being, quote, stacked in the street. Unprecedented number of hostages, including now, which has been confirmed, Americans. This, by the way, Senator, as apparently Hezbollah has said through their own channels, they have joined in this fight with Hamas as well.
Well, and I'll tell you what is infuriating about this. This was paid for by Joe Biden and the Democrats. This is something that the corporate media desperately wants to avoid. But let's be clear. This attack, this massacre, this horrific assault on Israel was funded by Iran. Hamas and Hezbollah are Iranian proxies. They work for Iran. They work under the direction of Iran. They are funded by Iran. The Wall Street Journal reported this weekend that these attacks were planned, were signed off on by the Iranian government. And in the last 2.5 years, Joe Biden and this White House are responsible for 50 billion dollars flowing to Iran. And let me break that down, because the corporate media does not want to cover that. Everyone acknowledges the $6 billion. The $6 billion is the ransom money that Joe Biden paid to get five Americans out of Iranian custody. At $6 billion, that's $1.2 billion an American. That set a bounty on Americans of over $1 billion. It means Americans in the future will be taken hostage. But the $6 billion is just a fraction of the cash that Joe Biden has flooded into Iran, because a few weeks before the $6 billion, the Biden administration allowed $10 billion from Iraq to flow into Iran. That brings it up to $16 billion in cash that directly flowed into Iran. But that doesn't cover it all, because for 2 years, the Biden administration has refused to enforce American oil sanctions, the most single most powerful economic weapon we have against this theocratic genocidal regime in Iran, is sanctions that were shutting down their oil sales, that under the Trump administration, that had brought the Iranian economy to its knees, had crippled it. Well, Joe Biden and the Democrats came into office, and what did they do? They stopped enforcing the Iran oil sanctions. And right now, do you know how much Iran is selling in oil right now?
How much?
2 million barrels of oil a day. Over the last 2.5 years, the Biden administration is responsible for roughly $50 billion. So when you were watching Israelis murdered, when you were watching infants murdered, when you were watching women and girls raped, when you were watching hundreds of Israelis taken hostage, know that Joe Biden and this White House funded it. They funded it for idiotic political reasons, and now they're desperately trying to backtrack, saying, no, we didn't pay for these atrocities. They absolutely did.
You mentioned the reporting from the Wall Street Journal, and I'm going to want to quote this from the journal. It says, Iranian security officials helped plan Hamas's Saturday surprise attack on Israel and gave the green light for the assault at a meeting in Beirut last Monday. According to senior members of Hamas and Hezbollah, in another Iran-backed militant group, this, as now these two groups have basically teamed up and said, let's do this together moving forward. You now have Hamas and Hezbollah together.
Well, and both are proxies for Iran. They're working for Iran. They are funded by Iran. And it's worth noting also, the funding that flowed to this is not just the $50 billion that the Biden administration sent to Iran. The Biden administration also directly funded Hamas. Now, this is something also the corporate media won't tell you. It's why you listen to this podcast.
And by the way, can we please tell everybody, this needs to be shared today?
Yes.
Because if you want people to know what's really going on in this attack, and you want to know where the money came from, and you want to know who's behind it, please help us get the word out and share this immediately wherever you're listening, wherever you're on social media.
So as soon as the Biden administration came into office, they immediately began flooding money into the Gaza Strip. At the time, the Biden administration knew for a fact that it would fund terrorism. In fact, one internal document, a Biden official wrote that there was a high risk that Hamas would potentially derive benefit from the money they were sending, but they wanted to do it anyway. And so what did they do? They actually exempted themselves from American laws against funding terrorism. And here's the quote from the Biden administration document, quote, due to its overall strength and level of control over Gaza, we assess there is a high risk that Hamas could potentially derive indirect, unintentional benefit from U.S. assistance to Gaza. And so they waived the U.S. laws that ban funding terrorists, because they are so opposed to Israel, they are so in favor of Palestinian terrorists, that they wanted to send money to Gaza even though they knew it would fund Hamas. Those rockets that are flying into Israel, you can thank Joe Biden for them. And by the way, I fought tooth and nail against sending that money. I led a letter that was joined by 17 other senators, all Republicans, calling on the Biden administration not to send that money. And I got to tell you, at the same time, 145 House Democrats sent a letter, actually slightly later, urging that the money be released. And so this was every one of those Democrats that signed those letters. Well, congratulations. Aren't you glad you sent money to Gaza that went to Hamas that is being used now to fund murder and kidnapping and horrific war crimes?
Senator, there's also something else that's really troubling. It's the fact that not only is this clearly, I think, Israel's 9/11, the number of dead is so eerily close to what we had in the days after 9/11. But also there's another issue, and that's as many as four American citizens are now confirmed to have been killed during this terrorist attack in Israel over the weekend, which has claimed countless lives at this point. Confirmation of the dead Americans came on Sunday after the U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said the Biden administration had been, quote, working overtime to verify reports of missing and dead Americans in the midst of the Hamas launching an unprecedented attack on Israel. The four Americans have been killed in the attacks in Israel close to the Gaza border, and the death toll, quote, is expected to rise. Sources familiar with the briefing to key House committees said off the record. Now, we haven't heard much from the President of the United States of America on this, and that should bother every American, especially the families who are trying to get answers here.
Well, the president, unfortunately, has been completely AWOL, but it's even worse than his being AWOL. The Biden administration has been affirmatively harmful. As this war began, as Hamas began invading Israel, as they began murdering civilians, as they began murdering women and children, as they began raping women and little girls, here's what the Biden State Department tweeted out. I want to quote it. Quote, "We unequivocally condemn the attack of Hamas terrorists and the loss of life that has incurred. We urge all sides to refrain from violence and retaliatory attacks. Terror and violence solve nothing." This is from the U.S. Office of Palestinian Affairs in the State Department. They sent this out at 3 a.m. as these murders and assaults were ongoing. Within minutes, I retweeted it, and here's what I said on Twitter. I said, quote, "This is disgraceful, and every single person involved in drafting and approving this tweet should be immediately expelled from the U.S. government." Now, I'll tell you, thankfully, in response to that, within about an hour, the State Department deleted the tweet. So their first instinct was to tell Israel, your country's being invaded. Terrorists are murdering your citizens. Your citizens are being kidnapped. Infants and children are being murdered. The position of the U.S. State Department is, Israel, please do nothing. Do not engage in any retaliatory strikes. Just sit there and allow the terrorists to murder your citizens. It is shocking. And that is the ideological reaction of the Biden administration. They see these terror attacks, and their immediate reaction is, dear God, I hope Israel does not respond by killing the terrorists. The answer should have been, we stand with Israel, period, full stop. Israel has a right to defend itself, and these terrorists are vicious monsters. This is barbarism against civilization, and Israel has a right and an obligation to defend its innocent citizens.
What about the fact the president also didn't say anything on Sunday about the Americans that, A, have been killed, and, two, the Americans that are apparently being held hostage? Now, the reason why we know that is American citizens have been taken as hostages by Hamas. We know that because an Israeli minister of strategic affairs, Ron Dermer, is the one that put it out, saying this to the world. And in response to those reports, the Secretary of State Blinken said the U.S., quote, is working overtime. Not the president responding to this, but Anthony Blinken saying we're working overtime. Where's the, hey, don't harm an American. Hey, don't screw with us. Hey, you better be careful if you have an American and give him back immediately.
Well, unfortunately, this administration, this president, can't be found saying that. This president, what this president has said is, we'll pay $1.2 billion per American to Iran. And mind you, that money can be used then to fund rockets and then to fund terrorists to capture more Americans. By the way, when they paid that ransom, I said more Americans would be taken hostage. As we sit here tonight, they're in all likelihood more Americans that have been taken hostage. There are more Americans that have been killed. And the Biden State Department's reactions on this are exactly backwards.
I want to play part of how the media responded to your tweet and how they covered it as well. And I'm glad that they at least were able to delete it, but it doesn't mean they're changing their policy. Take a listen.
Also, this tweet that has now been deleted by the U.S. Office of Palestinian Affairs, saying in part, quote, "We urge all sides to refrain from violence and retaliatory attacks. Terror and violence solve nothing." Senator Ted Cruz condemning the tweet, saying, quote, "In response, this is disgraceful, and every single person involved in drafting and approving this tweet should be immediately expelled from the U.S. government."
It shouldn't take, Senator, you sending out that tweet and seeing what they wrote for them to take it down, to even have that as their mentality, which is you guys need to show restraint when you're under attack, like a 9/11 style attack. This is the worst assault on the Jewish people. We're talking about number dead since the Holocaust is how they described it in Israel today in the newspapers.
Well, and I got to tell you, I am hearing from more and more Jewish friends of mine in America that the images of the Holocaust are being brought back to them, because they're seeing bands of terrorists going home to home in Israel and murdering every person in the home, murdering civilians indiscriminately. And those they don't murder, that we're seeing them captured. Their videos of women who are bloodied, who are covered in blood, who've been violently sexually assaulted, being paraded through the streets, being brought back to Gaza as hostages. And this is unfolding right now. And I have to say, number one, the fact that the American government is responsible for financing this is heartbreaking. Number two, the statement that the State Department put out that they thankfully deleted within about an hour once I called them out, it is indicative of their mindset. Let me tell you what's going to happen in the next 24 and 48 hours. The Biden administration is going to start telling Israel, stop. Stop retaliating, stop fighting back, stop going after Hamas, because their reaction every time for 2.5 years, this White House has systematically undermined the government of Israel, and they have simultaneously systematically elevated the Palestinian terrorists who are right now committing these atrocities. At best, they see a parity between the Palestinian terrorists and the IDF soldiers. And mind you, the Israelis don't murder individual citizens. They don't murder civilians. They are aiming at and trying to take out military targets. They're trying to take out Hamas targets. Now, here's the problem. Hamas deliberately uses human shields. So, for example, years ago, the headquarters for Hamas in Gaza, while Hamas was raining rockets down on Israel, the headquarters was in the basement of a Palestinian hospital. Now, let me tell you why it was in the basement of a Palestinian hospital. They wanted to put the Israeli military into a lose-lose situation. Either, number one, they could refrain from attacking that hospital and taking out the headquarters, which means the Hamas headquarters could continue planning and executing military assaults on civilians in Israel. Or number two, if Israel does take out the Hamas headquarters, the result would be dozens, if not hundreds, of dead individuals, many of them civilians, people like Palestinian mothers and babies in a maternity ward being delivered. And mind you, the Hamas terrorists are deliberately using, in the case of Gaza, they're using Palestinian women and children as human shields. They're saying, look, there's newborn infants upstairs, so if you try to kill us, you have to kill the infants. And so Israel bends over backwards to try to avoid killing civilians. Look, one of the real challenges with all of these hostages, we have to assume these Israeli hostages are now being used as human shields, are now being placed in militarily significant locations, whether guarding the Hamas headquarters, whether guarding weapons tranches or rocket launching locations. And again, Hamas is planning a lose-lose for Israel. Either they refrain from striking back, or from their perspective, even better, from Hamas's perspective, Israel does strike back, and the result is dead bodies of innocent civilians that they can blame on the Israelis. And then what happens is the useful idiots at the New York Times and CNN and the BBC and the World Press start denouncing the Israelis are murdering civilians, never noticing that the civilians in harm's way were put there by Hamas terrorists, and the Israelis are trying to do everything they can to prevent civilian deaths, but at the same time to stop the bloodshed. And I guarantee you, we will see this week harumphing from the Biden administration, not condemning the terrorists, or actually, okay, look, they'll do an obligatory, we condemn the acts of terror. Now, our real point, Israel, don't you dare respond. Stop responding right now. Stop killing terrorists, because that's the position of the Biden White House. We don't kill terrorists. We give them billions of dollars. Well, you can see the disaster that is that policy of appeasement that characterizes this White House.
Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.